Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. We are now just 1 week away from the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, and so we continue our look at past milestone editions of the event. Today we look back at the 100th running of the race, held on May 4th, 1974. The winner was Cannonade. Foaled on May 12, 1971 at Gainesway Farm in Lexington, Kentucky, Cannonade was a bay colt by Champion Bold Bitter and was a grandson of Champion Bold Ruler. Bred and owned by John Olin, owner of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, Cannonade was sent to Woody Stevens for training. Stevens, in fact, had trained the colt's sire and dam. Cannonade broke his maiden as a juvenile in June of 1973 at Third Asking with a win at Aqueduct. Earl Scheib, a prominent owner of the era from the West Coast, offered $100,000 for Cannonade, but Olin declined to sell. Olin's decision might have seemed unfortunate when Cannonade suffered a string of losses over the summer, but the colt notched three stakes wins before the end of the year, including the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill Downs. He would make a total of 17 starts at two, and he would conclude the season with a win in the Aqueduct Handicap at a mile and an eighth while carrying 126 pounds. But Cannonade was not a dominant name when it came to discussions early in 1974 about the Kentucky Derby. In fact, the discussion wasn't focused on the horses so much as the circumstances surrounding the 100th running of the race. Officials with both Churchill Downs and the Kentucky State Racing Commission were concerned that the Milestone Derby might draw an overflow number of entries. There already had been a record 290 nominations, which prompted Churchill to increase both the entry fee and starting fee for the race. Churchill Downs also had planned an undercard race on Derby Day for a purse of $25,000 for Derby age horses, and as Derby weekend drew closer, they announced a doubling of that purse to $50,000. The hope was that it would be an attractive option for owners of at least a few Derby nominees to be part of the historic day without running in the Derby itself. The final measure was taken by the Racing Commission just 3 days before the race. With the help of Governor Wendell Ford, the commission enacted an emergency measure which would effectively limit the Derby field to 24 horses and would prohibit the race being split into divisions. As it happened, a record 23 horses would enter the starting gate for the 100th running of the Kentucky Derby. Cannonade was part of a coupled entry with another Stevens trainee, Judger, which had won both the Florida Derby and the Bluegrass Stakes. Cannonade had not won any of the major preps, but he had been runner-up in the Florida Derby and had won a minor race over the Churchill Downs Strip just 1 week prior to the Run for the Roses. Cannonade had drawn the number two post position and would have Angel Cordero Jr. as his jockey. Judger had drawn post position number 22 with Lafitte Penkai Jr. in the irons. As for instructions, Stevens made it simple, telling his jockeys, "When the running starts, just find a place to go." And so the horses were loaded into the gate and sent on their way in the 100th running of the Kentucky Derby before a record crowd of 163,000. A tough little colt named Hudson County was trading punches on the lead with 53-1 long shot Triple Crown, while Cannonade was settling at mid-pack against the rail. Judger had gotten squeezed back at the start and was last for the move up the backstretch. Cannonade began to make progress along the rail with a half mile to run, while Judger was hopelessly mired in traffic. Cannonade came off the rail and took the lead at the top of the stretch, and he would pass a stubborn Hudson County to draw clear and win the 100th Kentucky Derby by a margin of just better than two lengths. Olin, an octogenarian, was home in St. Louis because of a recent illness, and he watched his colt win the Derby on television. He would later say that it was a thrill to win the Derby, especially having done so with a colt which he had bred. Cannonade would finish third in the remaining two legs of the Triple Crown and would be retired later that fall. He went to stud at Gainesway, where he stood for his entire career, with his sire credits including 1983 Belmont Stakes winner Caveat, also trained by Stevens. Cannonade died in August of 1993 at the age of 22. "Cannonade is an honest horse," said Stevens shortly after winning the Centennial Derby. "He's about 16 hands, he girths big, and he has nice quarters. He's big enough, at least he was, this afternoon." Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.